In the next few weeks, through a collaboration of the City of Kenner, New Orleans City Park, and the folks at the Hellis Foundation, the public good is going to be served in the most artistic of ways, with the placement in City Park of a very special, long-missing bronze sculpture. For Chris Alfieri, a New Orleans-based defense lawyer and lover of the visual arts, it's been an adventure of a most unusual kind. It all began with a call from Linda Benglis, a Lake Charles native who has made a name for herself as one of this country's most important contemporary artists.
Linda told me that she had created for the 1984 World's Expo a very special sculpture called The Wave, and that somehow it had ended up on a loading dock in a sewage treatment plant in Kenner. And it had been there for about 30-plus years, and she wanted to get a hold of it so that she could repair it and restore it.
Sitting out on a loading dock for decades has not been kind to the sculpture.
It hadn't been seen by the public since the early 80s, and I'm not exactly sure when it ended up in Kenner's possession. We believe that it was by donation to Kenner. Basically, I guess Kenner didn't really know what to do with the work.
But for Linda Benglis, who graduated cum laude from Newcomb College, it was her first work in an internationally important series.
The mayor's office was very receptive to it. Obviously, they had done some looking, and they knew that Linda was a very important artist. But I don't think that they fully understood the history of it. And they were very excited about partnering with us to bring it back to its former glory.
The Wave was tarnished and damaged structurally. And the best way for it to be properly restored was to have the artist herself oversee the repair, which meant shipping it to New York. No easy task, since the Wave weighed in at 5,000 pounds.
So Chris Alfieri comes to the Hellis Foundation, and we start discussing the possibility of how the Wave can be somehow brought to public view.
That's Jesse Haynes, deputy to the Hellis Foundation president. She and Hellis President David Kirstein loved the idea of bringing the Wave back to this community. But where to put such a large sculpture? At the top of their list, City Park.
We started looking at sites within the park, and we all kind of agreed upon a site within the Big Lake. And Linda came down from New York, and we all met there and kind of looked at specific spots, and she sort of selected the site based on its location and its accessibility, but also sort of, and I don't want to speak for her, but she said it reminded her of her childhood in Lake Charles.
Restoring the Wave has been expensive, but the collaborators worked it out. The Hellis Foundation underwrote some of the repairs, shipment, and installation. Linda Benglis chipped in too, restoring the sculpture at her own expense. The City of Kenner loaned the restored bronze, and City Park donated the space.
What's so amazing about Linda is, I believe it was in 1970, Life magazine wrote a story about what she was doing with her painting and sculpture that was post what was happening in minimalism and abstract expressionism and pop art, and called her the heir to Pollock. It was a revelation, I think, to all of us that were involved, just how significant she was and the work was.
True to its name, the sculpture is a balanced wave that crests about 19 feet from its anchored base. Visitors will be able to see and hear it in action as the water trickles from its top and flows over the sculpture.
We are just so excited to bring that person's work to a new generation of New Orleanians to see, and a new generation of female artists. It's exciting to have a platform by which we can talk about Linda's work and sort of honor the heritage of what she's really done and who she is.
For more information about the Wave and plans for its installation, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.